good afternoon to those on the East Coast. I am Kerry O'Connor, the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and welcome to the Kerry O'Connor Show, the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my psychic multidimensional vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming our divine inheritance. I am here for you during these accelerated times of change on the planet to offer you guidance and inspiration so that we can get through this time that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you like. I ask you to be specific, though, and ask, concentrate on one area and ask, let's stick it to one question, too, because we like to, I give out a lot of information, and so we could get a lot done with one question. So the number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And before we go to the phone lines, I do want to mention a couple things that are coming up on my website. And I encourage people to get the free newsletter. And you can sign up for that at www.kerryoconnor.com. And there's a little place there we could push on free newsletter because we have constantly new things coming up as far as free teleclasses. We have a development circle starting next Monday. And we're offering it two different times for people. And this is for 1 month development or 2 months time. And it's 2 months. You can sign up for 1 month or 2 months. It's my part of when I keep on saying practice, practice, practice. This is I'm giving you an opportunity to practice. One time will be 12:30 to 1:30 Eastern Standard Time. And the other time is going to be in the evening at 8 p.m. through 9:30. So it's an hour and a half of instructions where I will give you instructions, tip for the day, guidance for the day, and then also a tuning and a clearing out and then practicing. And then we will practice and answer any kind of questions that could come up for you as you practice. A lot of times when they start a development class, they are surprised how much they start, first of all, blowing open with their own intuition, second of all, information that they're getting. So we would be there to support you and help you figure out if something's starting to come up and all of a sudden you're starting to see blue balls everywhere where you look. All of that's very good. It's good signs that you're open up. And we also created a chat room for people to continue to have practice. And I have a teacher, a friend of mine that's going to be monitoring this chat room, as I will. She types back faster, so if you hear from Becky, that she's typing my words out. But I really encourage people to join it because part of this whole thing that we're talking about, everybody across the world is talking about how important it is for us to be proactive this year, to stop. It's time for us to stop sitting in any direction in our life where we're being kind of slow or waiting for something, waiting for somebody else to do something as far as let's say making peace on earth. If we don't have peace within ourselves, then we're not going to be able to reflect that out on the outside. And so if you have any part in your life that is chaotic, that you're not making as much money as we want to do, you're not having that relationship that you want to have, or your life is frantic with family stuff or drama and stuff, there is keys and tools that you can use that we have available for you. And they're from free exercises down to the body temple seating, down to the Awaken Your Divine Empowerment DVD, 90-minute class with a booklet that is very empowering. When people start using that, it really has you take a look at life differently. And when we start looking at life differently, life starts looking back at us differently. This is really exciting times on the earth right now. And also, it's really the time for us to be proactive is that there's a lot of fear going out there, too. A lot of people are putting fear energy out there. And so the more we think about what we think about expands. And so if you get caught into the fear realm, then you're going to become more fearful. If you think of energy follows directions, so we do it consciously or subconsciously. So becoming very conscious of where you're directing your energy daily becomes a practice. And again, we do this consciously or unconsciously every single day. So we're encouraging you to do it consciously, to have fun with it, to lighten up with this, because this is a time where we are supposed to be lightening up. We are way too hard on ourselves, and so this is what we're here to do, to help to remind you of that. So that's the May class starting next week, May, the development class. Also, we're doing the mini light streamlines that are all distance. Those are very popular, too. We have one coming up next week. So check out the website. And, again, our email address is union1111, and that has you could email any of your questions about what's coming up as far as free teleclasses, any suggestions for free teleclasses, so stuff that has been coming up and bothering you, or a good suggestion as far as what you'd like to learn about, because we're always here to serve you. And so, speaking of service, the guides have been telling me more and more about how important, as I said over and over again, as far as what we give out, we get take back. Garbage in, garbage out. We've heard it over and over again in all different departments of our life, down from in school down to just everywhere. And so think of the more you could create a nightly habit. I was raised Catholic, so we were really encouraged ever since I was little to do morning and evening prayers. And those were really, if you look back, there's morning and evening setting your intention. And so what the council is showing me of how important it is to review what we put out all day. So let's say we, before you go to sleep, you just close your eyes, and as soon as you close your eyes, you instantly change your frequency. It instantly starts going into a change of frequency. It cannot not. That's the way our brain is made up. And so you close your eyes, you take a deep breath, and then you start to look to see what was going on and just quickly review the day. Was your day, did it have a lot of laughter? Did it have a lot of flow? Or did it have a lot of friction where you felt like you were banging your head against cement? Let's say it was one of those days where you felt like you're banging your head against cement. It is not too late to cancel it out. This is the cancel technique, where you bring yourself into those situations that could feel disempowering or frustrating or angry, and visualize your right hand, even use your right hand. Think of action. The more we could do stuff with proactively and use our bodies and our minds, our soul, put that hand out and imagine a cancel stamp on the action, the deed, or the word that you wish that didn't come out of maybe your mouth and or the situation, and then fill it in with love. So you're canceling it, you're erasing it from out in your front fibers, and our front fibers is where we put our hopes, our dreams, and our desires. We also put our worst nightmares out in our front fibers. And so what you're doing is you're proactively, absolutely actively planting your field of potential. I was just talking to one of my clients, and she was talking about how much she was worried. She's worried about money, and she says, "But I am." She was talking about how much money is coming to her. She has all these affirmations, and she watched The Secret, so she knew how much the vision board is so important. And so she's a claiming money's coming for her. But then she said to me, "But Carrie, I'm not feeling it. I'm terrified, and I'm feeling I feel blocked, and I don't feel money's coming to me." And so what I explained to her is simply what she stated to me. She felt blocked, and she doesn't feel it. And so the key for us to manifest and to get into flow with everything is that feeling part. And so if she doesn't feel it, think of the universe as a short order cook that is right in front of us taking our order, like a waitress, right? So if we want a filet mignon with all the trimmings on it, then we have to ask for that, because the universe actually is very quite literal. So, and especially going back to the feelings part, so part of the issue was more of her worthiness, and so part of her was that she was canceling out part of all the things that she was doing as far as I'm abundance, I have abundance everywhere. But when I was looking at her energy field, part of her old programming coming from her dad's side that's saying the money's the root of all evil, money's always only for those that are, there's the haves and the have-nots, and that you will always constantly be on this place, so the brass rings outside of her. That was right in front of her energy field, and that gave more, she consciously put more energy into that thought form than she did that she was abundant. And so that's where it goes into the practice. The practice awareness, A, is the key. As soon as she was aware of that issue, she absolutely agreed with it when I pointed out to her it was part of the programming that she received on her dad's side and her generational patterns. And so as soon as she was aware of it, she was able to turn things around and now create a new script for herself, be the co-creator of a new script and write in the new script and totally do feel abundant and realize where she already is abundance with her family, with her children, with recognizing where we have abundance now is going to create the energy of abundance. And so that's the tip of the day as far as canceling. We have a review during the night and also canceling out those things that you might have put out there that you didn't wish to put out there, and also step in and tap into yourself in the evening. And it's what a great way to go to sleep as far as really tuning into your energy field, working with your guides and angels throughout the evening and saying, this is what I'm intending. Angels and guides, come work with me, clear me off, help me release from generational patterns and plant new ones in. So it helps you live a miraculous life, and you'll be amazing. Getting into practice with that, you cannot not except have a miraculous life. So that's what's up. That's what's the hint and the tip for the day. Development classes, again, start next Monday, May 5th. I can't believe it's May already. And you could join those. And if you miss one during the day, you could catch up with it on the evening, and they will be taped. And so if you can't make it during one of the days, you absolutely can hear it and, again, catch up with people. So we're going to go to break. I believe I'm hearing music, Benny, right?
Yep, I'm hearing you hear it.
I'm hearing the music.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go to break, and so I'll be going back taking your phone calls.
Are you feeling presentation challenged? Are you scared, nervous, or anxious in front of a group? Learn how to present magically. The Empowerment Partnership offers the Presenting Magically seminar in Seattle, May 16th through the 18th. Gain rapport with groups of any size. Manage the energy around you. Increase your charisma and magnetism. Call for your $95 spring special at 800-800-MIND. Visit NLP.com. The Presenting Magically seminar from the Empowerment Partnership at NLP.com.
Susan Kovalik, international speaker and author from the Center for Effective Learning, has created a character education program designed for teachers and parents. The Lifelong Guidelines and Life Skills provide the language and tools to guide children and teens into becoming caring and responsible citizens. To learn more about this dynamic and life-changing program, call 253-815-8800 or visit thecenterforlearning.com. That's the center, the number four, learning.com.
Are you ready for greater clarity, courage, and commitment to live your passions? Are you ready to succeed in sync with your soul? Are you ready to honor your soul in any situation? With 21 years of experience, Sasha Sabbath is a leadership soul coach and certified passion test facilitator at 415-328-2631. That's 415-328-2631. Or visit leadershipsoulcoach.com.
Mama Kitty had no hope. Shot and dumped in a rural area with her kittens. She was terrified, hungry, and exhausted. A good Samaritan found her and knew that Posado Safe Haven could help. Posado Safe Haven is a small sanctuary that's making a big difference to animals in need like Mama Kitty. Our mission is to improve the lives of animals who fell through the cracks, those typically not served by humane shelters. Located on 80 beautiful pastoral acres in Monroe, Washington, our barns are filled with over 250 rescued dogs, cats, and farm animals. Want to meet Mama Kitty? Volunteer with us. Make a difference to our animals as they enrich your life as well. Please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org about volunteer opportunities. Posados Safe Haven. That's Posado, P-A-S-A-D-O, SafeHaven.org.
A smooth journey, a creamy encounter. Each spoonful of Greek God's Greek yogurt and Pavotoy's crema takes you through an experience of mythical intensity. Greek God's Greek yogurt, so natural, creamy and smooth with 5 live and active cultures, including probiotics. Greek God's Pavotoy's crema. A gourmet ice cream similar to the ice cream you find in Greece. Find your own Greek Gods at your local grocery store. Visit the Greek Gods at GreekGodsYogurt.com and experience the myth.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carol O'Connor Show, and I am Carol O'Connor. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, let's go to those calls.
All right, sounds like a dubious honor and plan for you, Carrie, and I hope you had a great weekend, because I certainly did.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Let's just make it short and sweet. Larry's calling in from Issaquah, Washington. He's currently been taking some intuition courses already, and he wants to see if, well, can you actually ask for too much? Which is an excellent question. Larry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Well, and you know, when you talk to the universe and you're asking for help or whatever it may be, my specific question is, you know, to ask for, can you be too greedy to a certain extent, you know, and too self-centered in asking for things?
You know, Larry, that's a really good question because I think that's what a lot of people go to, especially if they're a very old soul like you are. And that's when I started, I always saw Jesus and Mary and my guides and angels, so I never thought of asking anything from them. I just listened to them, and so it was never a thing of, like, being able to ask for something. But what I also know is that what Jesus taught me since I was three, since I could remember, is ask and you shall receive. And so there's a part of that the universe is abundant, and that there's not there's no lack, and so it's kind of like a dance of so much, like, is it selfish to ask for a partnership and job in that? And I know so many people, especially old souls, that say, if you give me the money, I swear to God, I'm going to give it to the poor and half to this, and I'm going to set up all these safe houses and all these other stuff. And so, but if they looked at their energy when they were saying it, their whole left side of their energy, which is the taking in, is the receiving side, was all like an accordion. It was all pulled in.
Yeah.
So when I read that part, it means to me that it really goes back down to worthiness. And so self-worthiness, they don't think that they're worthy, or it could even be past life hangovers of that we have to, of vows of poverty, celibacy, and all of that kind of stuff. And so I don't believe that we can ask for too much. I mean, we're especially when we're asking for, I know that, I mean, I'm always asking for the highest and best for all concerned. I'm asking for love. I'm asking for, if it's expansion, it's to, you know, just to expand out. So it goes back to your intention. So can we ask?
As long as you have good intentions, then, I mean, there's no reason why you wouldn't be able to get that attraction. And wouldn't that even fall under law of attraction, too?
Exactly. So if you're asking and saying, I want this, and you know what, by the way, my neighbor, he bugs me, and I'm asking for him not to get anything because I want more, right? That's intention, and that's kind of going on. That cancels everything out, because that's your intention. Is the only thing, and the only thing we can really, truly ever take care of and or tune into is our own energy field and clear it. So by doing that, claiming our birthright, because we're going to our birthright. Think of this, Larry, is that every single master, everyone from Jesus to Buddha to Kuan Yin said you could do this too and more, and that means part disease, make water into wine, heal from dis-ease. And so for us to really step into the place of saying, I am worthy of receiving all of that, just think of, as we flip into more abundance of health, of energy, of really remembering who we are, that we're going to be having more energy to go into to create those communities of less scarcity. You know what I mean? As soon as we get over the hump, as far as what I see it, as far as really waking up over what I see as symbolic anesthesia, the asking part is going to be a natural part of just our development, because it's as far as just exactly like you said, like attracts like, and so we are asking every single second whether we have a vision board or not. So we're asking with our thoughts, deed, and action. So our life shows how we are asking. So if it's chaotic and it's and if it feels survival and it feels like dog eat dog and there's a lot of drama, then we want to look out to see what we, just like I was talking about earlier, what we are putting out there into the universe. And it's not in a judgment way. It's just we're really a bridger generation that is really waking up to realize we direct our energy. And so being the directors and the godheads of direction and energy, if something's not coming the way that we want it, job, career, or whatever, we can always change our mind.
Change
and again,
it,
it all goes back to heart.
Yeah, well, I mean, with my experience with what I'm, you know, going through right now, I mean, 10 years ago, I am totally different than I am now. I mean, you wouldn't even know the difference. And it was just going through this in a natural occurrence, in a natural phase, and realizing, you know, that you do have that own empowerment yourself. And then once you do realize that and you actually recognize it and then start using it, I mean, doors open up. I mean, all over the place. It's huge.
Exactly. And so that means you're consciously directing your energy again. And so then things, the doors start open up. But a lot of times people can seemingly have their doors open up and they think it's not conscious, but it is conscious on one level or not. I even know somebody was telling me how much Donald Trump uses feng shui and astrology, and he uses all the ancient old arts to tap into when he invests in stuff, because he knows that it's all about energy, all about flow, and it's all about when we're open and directing and intention, it's best when we get the flow coming in. So absolutely, the more you're open, the more you're conscious, the more you consciously direct the energy.
That's great.
Yeah. You know, other questions?
No, that's about it. You answered my question. I mean, you're pretty good. I learned a lot right there.
Okay, very good. Well, you have a wonderful day there.
You too. Thank you.
Keep on intending. That's perfect.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Appreciate the call. Well, you definitely answered his question. That's for sure. I think he was a little taken back by it, don't you think?
I think he was.
All right, let's see if we can grab another caller. We now have Maureen calling in from Port Orchard, Washington. She's getting over being sick, and she's been working really hard with a prayer group as well. And apparently they're all sick, too, so she has more of a health question. So we'll see how Maureen is doing. Maureen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi. It's been quite a while now. I've been working with a prayer group. We just have different intentions. And a lot of us, I got sick in the head of the prayer group.
How are you going in and out?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. What it was is I've been working with a prayer group.
Yep.
And different intentions, and we keep changing our intentions, and several of us got sick, a chest cold.
Yep.
And it would go off to the sinuses.
Yep.
And the one person said, well, that you are changing. You're changing physically.
Yep.
But I haven't really gotten very well.
Uh-huh,
and I still have this nasal problem.
Uh-huh.
And she says, you know, you're through all 2008 and on up, you've asked for intention to be changed at depth so that you can just do whatever work you need to do, spiritual work, and it changes you physically, your DNA, your cell structure.
Yep.
And then I went to the, a naturopath, she gave me some stuff to at least get me through it. And she says, I think you've got an allergy. And the other people in the group said, yes, they have developed allergies as they are changing.
Yep.
Is that possible?
Absolutely. I'm seeing more and more people with endocrine, where the earth is clearing out the her pattern is, so think of a lot of people are coming up with allergies. A lot of people have an almost like an epidemic of hypothyroidism, thyroidism. A lot of people are having an epidemic of vitamin D depletion, and so they're not D3, they're depleted, and they're not getting enough, and that's related to the endocrine system. And so we literally are going back to our original blueprints. Our original blueprints are, we are homoluminous beings. That means electromagnetic light. Light is the luminous part. So as think about, like, when you go to an airport, when they do the magnet thing where they pull, if you were to have like a gun on you, whatever, or like a bobby pin, and they have that magnet thing in front of you, you would buzz off. It recognize all the magnetic energy in front of you. So think of that. That wand is pulling forth any kind of energy that's not the light. Simply put, 100-watt light bulb going to 1,000 watts. Anything that's 150 watts, anything that's 50 watts, anything that's lower frequency is getting brought up to the forefront, because we are becoming lighter beings. Think of a lot of people, for another example, are seeing orbs left and right. They're pictures. Orbs are coming up. Spirit lights are coming up like crazy. And so that's another sign of us becoming homoluminous, homolight. And so it's great that you're going to a homeopath that is supporting yourself, because that is so important. And also making sure that we are aligning and realigning ourselves with the earth grids that are crystal. Our body, our skeleton is crystal. So we're becoming more crystal-lean beings. And so anything that's not crystalline, anything that's not that 1,000 watts, is being called up to the forefront. A lot of people are having they call ascension symptoms, tired, fatigue, really dragging down. And again, endocrine system. So just think of just really supporting yourself. Really go on to an alkalining diet, as far as making sure, like, see what's alkalining, because acidic, we have a tendency to have an acidic diet in the United States. So that will all, it's like a major detox, and that will really, really help you. And also, as far as with the developing allergies, a lot of that, whenever I hear I have sinuses, especially if it's a right, I'm looking into your right side, I go into your male side, and I want to say, who's bugging you in the male department? And that's even like male energy, or females that lead with their male energy. So it's like sinuses represent, as far as over time, as far as somebody like bugging you or irritating your senses. So think of this, we're clearing out physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. This is good news. So support yourself when you can. Take Epsom salt baths. And to get a lot of aromatherapy. We're going back to, as far as, again, our crystal form. And as we do this, we can do this with speed. So we're going down. The 208 is down to the physical body. And so that's where the council even showed me gave me the directions of the crystalline grid forms to help accelerate us going back to the our crystal bodies, our homoluminous bodies. So doing everything that you could do to support yourself is good. And we're going to the break, and we have another break, and we're bottom of the hour, and we'll be right back more with the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Get better results with the Good Timing Guide. J.P. Morgan and Walt Disney used astrological cycles to get fantastic business results. Now you can use them too. The Good Timing Guide will save you time, money, and resources. Now you can know when to act, when to wait, and when to expect. No knowledge of astrology is needed. Pre-order the 2009 Good Timing Guide now through April 28th and save up to 20%. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at tampabaywellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
From a place of special energy,
The Sedona tools are specially crafted to work with the disruptive emotional energies of traumatic experience. You can release and resolve the past, move gracefully through the present, and attract the future you wish with power that's already yours. Your intent and creative visualization. Now work with the right tools. Visit thesedonatools.com.
Energy medicine is the new frontier of medicine, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Research at the Institute is proving energy medicine to be effective for challenging and chronic health conditions. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 866-303-HEAL. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horses or pets' quality of life? Quantum Healing, created by Dr. Susan Seeley, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit quantumvet.com. Learn how Quantum Healing can benefit your animal companion. That's quantumvet.com.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, guest talk show host of the Dr. Pat Show. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819, and I'll be with you for another half hour. And Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
Okay, we're going to head east from Seattle, Washington. We're going to go to Belle Plaine, Minnesota, and we're going to talk to Sylvia. She wanted to ask about how her health is and if it's in balance. Softball season apparently is well underway and starting up, so we want to see how she's doing. Sylvia, are you with us?
I am.
Great. Thank you for joining us on the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thanks for taking my call, Benny. Carrie, I hope you're having a super day, and I would like you to read my inside energy, make sure I'm all okay and ready to go.
All right. So, yeah, it's interesting. Are you familiar with the chakra, Sylvia?
Yes, I am.
Okay, first place I get drawn to is your third chakra, that self-esteem, self-worth, to the subconscious, over to the right side. And it's, and I do see you as in alignment. I see you all ready to go. I see that you are putting your energy into it, clearing yourself, recognizing yourself as an energetic being, which is perfect because that's how we align ourselves. But what I was drawn to the third chakra was, it's interesting because you said softball season. When I go to the right side, I see a softball size, think of it as like a lump, like a block, like a pregnancy, actually. Like, think of it as an idea because it's not all gray. It's not concaved in. So that means to me, and I want to make sure lump does not mean any cancer, right? I'm talking about a budding idea of pregnancy because it's all blaring yellow, which I like to see. Think of the sun with the rays going on. And so pay attention to, especially now through June through July, of ideas that you're having, that you're coming into, that idea. You're very clear cognitive, Sylvia, and so it doesn't have anything to do with baseball. It's just like, or actually it could be just due to any part of your life, things that ideas that are coming into you, and this is the right side, so it's time to take action with them. There's also, are you brewing a couple ideas that are now getting into fruition time?
Actually, no. I'm pretty much laid back and don't do much.
Okay, well, think of this could even be down to having a lemonade stand, and you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be a great big head of a corporation thing to be able to have things that are energy field. It looks like starting to have ideas to anything, to change a color of a room and to paint a room and be creative with it and to add colors or change sheets and add pillows, that kind of thing. It doesn't have to be a big major start your own corporation thing. A lot of times people, like, they get into that it has to be something major. So, and changing a room around is actually, and it is major because you're actually putting in a different energy. So
well, we are remodeling the basement right now.
There we go. Perfect example. So, because I'm seeing over to the right side, again, is the taking action side. The yellow ball is the giving the birth to the ideas. And the ball is about, again, going to giving the energy to it. And so that's perfect. So what I'm looking at here, and is also using that creative energy. So doing a room and remodeling the basement is adding energy and adding, is you're rebirthing it. So also look at it and I feel like I want more light in there or more space in there, or look at like feng shui placement with that. Look at anything that's kind of old, needs to get rid of or needs to be passed down. I have some stuff that I love, and it doesn't mean that it's old, but I know that energetically it's time for me to hand stuff over to my friends, and just because it's all about flow of energy. So you bring me right down to that down to that basement. So you look fine. That keeps our energy flowing. Remember, downstairs in our homes represents our foundation, our legs, our feet, our foundations, and when we want to be rebuilding, you're recreating a solid foundation within yourself to go with flow, to be in flow, to be connected with the earth energies. Okay.
Okay. Is there anything that extra I should be doing? I do your brain attunement and your thymus and your 5-minute energy routine and your body temple.
Okay, I'm seeing, especially in the body temple, do the clear your plates and actually the R&R as far as the spinning one. And when you start doing those, you could get to do really fast where I put my hand to my head and I go 12, 12, 12. So I'm counting to 12, like I do it really fast. Then I have my hands go down my body. Then I do 12, 12, 12. Then I put my hands in both spots, go to the center spot, and then push your hands out. 2 feet, 4 feet, 7 feet, 12 feet, because you really look aligned. I mean, you really look at it. If people could only just see like a before and after, you know how they do that with like diets and dates and all, I mean, you know what I mean? Those like bikinis and then the ladies afterwards, you know, or the men. It's just like if people could only see themselves between before and after as far as doing stuff, they would be amazed. And so the only thing I'm seeing is the cleaning the plates, especially with number 3 and in the R&R. It's all about the spin. Think of, we are constantly spinning. The blood even spins down our capillaries. The constant spin. The Tao have us spin. They have a whole practice of spinning in the morning as much as they can, counterclockwise. Everything is in the spin. The earth is constantly spinning around the sun. Think of it. The spin brings health. The spin brings energy. So spin. If you feel like spinning, get up and do a little spin. But you're really expanding your foundation, have a solid foundation, and it's perfect that you're literally redoing your foundation in your home, because you're allowing a whole different support system for yourself that's just going to bring into, again, I'm seeing different ideas that, just like what I've said before, I can't emphasize that, you don't have to be the head of a corporation to be changing the energy shifting of the earth. But everyone, we want everyone to be unblocked, because your energy goes out to the universal grids and it helps other people that are blocked. So you matter. Even though you say, oh, I'm not doing much, you know, yes, you are. You're helping anybody that's blocked. So keep up the good work, my dear.
Thank you, Carrie. Have a super day.
Okay, you too, hon.
All right, thanks very much, Sylvia. She was calling in from Belle Plaine, Minnesota. I wonder if she's had a chance to check out every, you know, what is it, 10,000 lakes? I think she's traveled every single one of them.
Yeah,
it's possible. That's a lot of lakes to travel. Okay, besides the point, let's move off. Suzanne's calling from Everett, Washington. That was a blown joke completely. Suzanne wants to be a blown medium, a full-blown medium. Gosh, Benny, get your stuff together here. Okay, Suzanne, I might just have
medium?
You take care of it for me. I'm kind of stumbling on this one. She wants to be a full-blown medium. Okay, there we go. Will it happen?
Okay.
Suzanne, are you there?
I am.
Thanks.
Hi,
sorry about that. I kind of destroyed that one.
That was funny.
Benny is very funny. He's a wonderful guy.
I have many attempts at humor and fail.
Yes, he is. Hi, Carrie.
Okay,
how are you doing?
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm good. I want to help people with the loss of their loved ones, and I want to be a medium. Do you see that happening?
Absolutely. You know what? Yes, absolutely. There's people asked before, are people psychic? Can people be mediums and not be born with it? And absolutely. It's our second, it's like our seventh sense is our real sense. It's part of what our sixth and seventh sense. So what we're doing is, and especially because you're saying, I want to do this, I want to help, and also I'm seeing on your, actually both on your, both sides of your family, I was getting pulled up to dad's lineage first, way up if I go to great-grandparent or even, great-grandmother or even a great-aunt energy, I'm seeing a that you have family gifts on both sides of the family. Even if they closed it down because of religion or life circumstances, you still have access to that. We all have access to our Akashic records and also that of the family lineage. And so the more you claim it, the more you practice it, the more you be it, absolutely it can be. And the practice is key. I can't tell people to tell people enough about practicing this key. How do you practice when there's not people around to practice? Just even going into the mall and practicing and sitting on a bench and just go from the higher self to the higher self. So you're connecting, I call it the angel hookup. So you're connecting your higher angels to your in your higher self to their higher self, and you pick up practicing the images, see what you see what you hear about around them. So the practice is important. And so absolutely, and especially because you got the colors of a medium, you got a lot of blues and purples in the energy field. And so and actually when I'm seeing you at 3 years old, I'm seeing Mary next to you, Virgin Mary. And so, and actually it looks like Virgin Mary, but it could be a full, like an angel, and that you saw when you were younger and you closed it down. So now you're reopening it, and especially the third eye. So pay attention to the knowing part, the hearing, the smelling, and absolutely. And I'm seeing a lot of children drawn to you as far as being drawn to your energy. And it's nothing is more rewarding than getting to have parents get connected to their children that have crossed over. It's my most rewarding reading. So, and also don't limit it to only people, because people's children are also their pets. So absolutely, yes. You absolutely can tap into that.
Oh, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too.
Carrie, shall we run off to a break? It's that time.
Yes, I think it's that time that we should run off to a break, and then it'll be the last break of the day, mm-hmm. and you're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show on KKNW.
That's right, and if you want to give us a call at The Carrie O'Connor Show, it's 1-800-930-2819. The number again is 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be right back.
Does how you think about money affect how much you have? In Huna, when you change your current way of thinking, the universe will always provide you with what you need and want. Money represents energy and the exchange or constant flow in and out. Huna is ancient wisdom, taught by the kahunas in Hawaii. Ancient wisdom, modern application. Huna is about empowerment, about increasing your spirituality and energy. What if you could bring into your life whatever you desire and learn to recognize your own limits and beliefs that create scarcity consciousness? Join the Empowerment Partnership May 3rd through the 4th in Newport Beach at their seminar called Creating Prosperity and Wealth, where you'll find the secrets you've been looking for. Call 800-800-MIND or visit huna.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a $95 spring special. That's huna.com, the Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Is one of your loved ones in crisis, or would you like to empower your family to prevent a crisis from occurring? Crisis Intervention Coaching has a goal to empower every family to overcome any challenge with education, strategy development, and ongoing support. Take the first step to create workable solutions and empower your family today. Visit crisisinterventioncoaching.com or call the 24-hour hotline at 888-592-8400.
There is within you a power so great that you discover in the One Command. This revolutionary new book is taking thousands to success in moments. The One Command stops your negative thoughts in their tracks. In this teaching, you are able to reach naturally and easily into the deepest levels of yourself and make remarkable changes in your life. Go to CommandingWealth.com and start your new, rich future now. Order the One Command at CommandingWealth.com.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. smallbizsherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit the drpatshow.com and register now.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And for any information you could or upcoming events, remember www.carrieoconnor.com. And Benny, why don't we go to phone lines?
Okay, we're going to go down south. We're going to head down to Sarasota, Florida, where we have Sue standing by. She has a pretty particular question in mind. It must be below the 50s there because the temperatures are getting pretty cold. Why? Because she's got maybe a possible blockage in getting married. Now, I already talked to her on the side. It's the cold feet that I think traditionally the men have, but we think maybe Sue's got some cold feet. So, Sue, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Do you need some socks, my dear?
Exactly. Some nice wool socks from up here. We'll send you down a pair.
Oh, no, no, no. I love the warmth.
So what's going on, Sue?
Well, I've been engaged before, and it's like I never get married. And, I can't really find a man that I'm attracted to anymore or anything, so I just like to know what is blocking me.
Okay. You know what's really fascinating, Sue, because I've said this, and this is almost Benny's thing, too, is that that there's very old soul energy, and that's what you and the Benster has there. And what the good news is that, and I have this, too, to be honest, that the archetypal energy of marriage is leaving this earth, and it has been the last year and a half. So what does that mean? That means that the energy that we have thought of marriage has passed down from generation to generation. Think about the times that you've heard of people living together, and then all of a sudden when they get married, they can live together for 10 years, right? They get married, then all of a sudden their marriage doesn't last more than a year, because, and you wonder what the heck happened, and it's because the archetypal energies that have to do with marriage come in as soon as we get married. And so that means what mom thought of marriage, what dad thought of marriage, and so those are true things that are in the energy field that profoundly affect us. And so when I'm looking into your energy field, I'm seeing what resonates with you more is divine partnership, like a divine divine partnership is much more of your alley. Divine complement relationship, and so that means that it doesn't have the old energies of the archetypal energy. It's like, think of sometimes when somebody gets divorced and it's a new, fresh divorce, when you go on a date with them, it feels like you're on the date with the ex-wife too, right? So think of it as when you're with marriage, that when you get married, you get married to the archetypal energy. So here, again, you could live with somebody, get connected with somebody, have a grand old time, but then all of a sudden, when you're married, all of a sudden they think, well, you know, this is the rules, this is what you do as married versus when you're living together. So the good news is that the archetypal energies of marriage is leaving, just like everything is getting updated. That's why a lot of people, and it has been under construction in the last year and a half, and so that's why a lot of people's relationships have been brought up to the forefront over the last year and a half. And also a lot of people, and I could tell you some wonderful stories, and I got a couple books coming out of people that are finding each other that are a divine complement relationship. It's like they've known each other for, like it's felt like they've known each other forever. It is a complement, it's an equal balance relationship. It is a very high frequency. So think of that is what your heart knows it, your subconscious knows it, and so if there's a part, Sue, that you should give yourself credit because you couldn't settle for anything less. So there is that divine complement energy. The templates of it, so think the blueprints of it, are on the earth right now. They're settling down into the earth grids, and so what you're looking for and call out from your heart is a divine complement relationship. That's when it's very much a yin-yang relationship where for many, many generations, it was even appropriate of the you complete me. The you complete me was very much generational patterns that are handed down. Now we're not doing you complete me anymore. It's that I complement each other. We complement each other, not any kind of completion. You complete me is two halves making a whole. You complement me is a total different dynamic. And so this is as real as real can be. And even if you just take a look at people's relationships in and around you, you will see that we really literally are releasing and people are getting there. This is a real thing. This is not just an energetic thing. I'm seeing it all over. But again, the best news and the greatest news is that you are calling in, and I invite you to call in a divine complement relationship. It's a whole different ballgame, energetically, everything.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Carrie, and actually we are out of the calls for the rest of the day. If you have anything else you'd like to wrap up, or we can try to sneak on another one.
We could try to sneak on another one, but I really, as we're waiting for somebody to call with that number that is 1-800-930-2819, I think it's really important to talk about that that last caller, because I can't emphasize as far as how many people I'm seeing, especially since April of this year. And you know what's really fascinating, Benny, is that I'm seeing more guys, men, all of a sudden it's like they're waking up to this part of like hearing a part of their soul, and they're taking action more than they ever have as far as like stepping into like redefining what they want in a relationship. And something that it's like a really interesting thing of watching them wake up and then doing and taking the action, and meaning that they are saying, I want a divine complement relationship and I'm not going to settle for less. And so, and usually even in my classes, be it teleclasses or when I'm doing physical classes, I would, when I looked out in the audience, it'd be a good, 10 years ago, 10% men, 20%, the rest women, and now it's really starting to turn around. And so it just is another sign of our evolutionary process, and that includes divine partnership. Divine partnership is that yin-yang, shivi-shava, Jesus, Mary Magdalene. Just think of that divine complement relationship, and that's what we are looking for, on our soul is looking for. So, and it actually goes from soul to soul. It does it so so it's like not compromising yourself for less, when that could be breaking generational patterns, where we could hear, you're at a certain age, you're at a certain, this is what you should be doing. And so this is where our heart, we can't go against the grain of what our heart is saying. No, don't do that, because you're compromising your soul there. So I think it's wonderful, and it is helped as part of the new earth generational pattern that we are putting down. So have people, I think people should absolutely be excited about this and be proud of themselves. So that is my little talk about the divine complement relationship.
Your and little spiel. And actually, I hate to interrupt. Do you want to take one more? We've got one if you'd like.
Sure, sure.
Okay, let's bring on Cindy from Mount Lake Terrace, Washington. She just wanted a quick little reading about her energy.
Okay.
Cindy, are you there?
I'm there. Great. I'm here.
You're here and we're there. Okay. Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. You're welcome.
Hi, Cindy. Okay. How are you?
I'm real good. How are you?
Good. Any certain direction that you
want to
be
looking? You mentioned early on in the show about seeing orbs and blue lights and that sort of thing, and I do all that. And I'm just kind of wondering, I don't really know the first thing about it or why it's happening or...
Okay. All right, you know, it's fascinating because the first place I was going into for this quick reading is that I'm seeing all this action around your eyes and around your third eye, and so that's right in the middle of your forehead, and also your whole crown chakra. So think about, as the veil is getting thinner, so think of the veil as that separated us from the other side. And so as this is getting thinner, you're absolutely very sensitive to it. And so that brings in seeing orbs. People, I tell you, they're sending me pictures that look like it's rain and it's all orbs. So think of that. You don't have to have asked for this, Cindy, but think of part of your higher self, your higher consciousness is very much attuned to this, is very much into this. And it's just confirmation for you as far as how much of that the other side is there as far as your intuitive abilities. And so you're open up, and actually it's really fascinating because the first thing I saw was your third eye, even the shut down with past life, you could have been burned, not could have, you definitely was burned at the stake as being accused as being a witch, and that shut you down, terrified it, and now you've had cellular healing, so it's opened up because you know you're not going to get burned at the stake as a witch anymore. So it's going to continue to open up for you at an accelerated rate. And not only as far as the orbs and seeing and sensing energy, but just think about it. It just makes life easier. Even two ways to go to the store, you go the other way because it's less traffic. Not that you would have been killed. So keep up the good work, and may you align with the divine. We'll be here next week, same time. And so have a lovely week. And again, remember to align with the divine. You are the divine.